Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for February 2013. This month the days continue to lengthen, but this time of year tends to give a number of cold, clear nights, so hopefully plenty of opportunities to see the stars. The Milky Way is something that you don't see too often these days, given the ever-increasing light pollution around us. But if you manage to get away from any lights on a really clear night, look out for a hazy band going across the sky. This month, at around 8 o'clock, it will be going from the northwest to the southeast. If you look at this band through binoculars, you will see that it is in fact millions of stars packed close together. And we are looking towards the centre of our galaxy, which we call the Milky Way, after this milky white hazy band. The galaxy is a very large, flat, rotating spiral of billions of stars. And we are about two-thirds of the way out from the slight bulge at the centre of the spiral. And when we look towards the centre, we see this vast collection of stars stretched out in a band across our sky. To confirm you are seeing the Milky Way, spot Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation in the northwest. And the Milky Way runs straight through Cassiopeia. Now on to the Moon. New Moon this month is on the 10th, with the full moon following 2 weeks later on the 25th. And now onto the planets that are visible this month. Mercury is well placed this month, especially around the middle of the month. It can be seen after sunset at around 6 o'clock, slowly climbing in the south-southwest, at around 9 degrees above the horizon. Now Venus is not easily seen this month. Mars is quite interesting this month, visible around the same time and in the same position as Mercury, just after sunset at around 6 p.m. And it is especially interesting on the 8th of February, when Mars and Mercury appear to be in conjunction with each other. Now this means that they will appear to be very close to one another. They're not physically very close, but they appear to be close as seen from the Earth as we look at them. So make sure you look out for this reasonably rare event. Jupiter is still magnificent to look at in the evening, again an obvious bright object in the sky, in the constellation of Taurus. So look out for it high up in the south, around 8 p.m. or thereabouts. Binoculars on a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some detail on the planet itself. Saturn is still a morning sky object, best seen around 4 a.m. Look out for the bright yellow object in the south at around 25 degrees above the horizon, and the rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. There are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, so on to constellation watching. This month we are going to concentrate on the North Celestial Pole. First, find the North Pole star, that we call Polaris. Now remember to use the pointers on the plough to locate it. Now if you're in a very dark location, try to make out the Little Bear, or Ursa Minor, which is a similar saucepan shape to the plough, but this time has the pole star at the end of the handle, or the Little Bear's tail. We have already looked at Cassiopeia earlier, on the opposite side of the pole star from the plough, so now look to the north of the pole star. And there are a lot of not very bright stars, most of which belong to the constellation of Draco, the dragon. To the south of Polaris, between the plough and Cassiopeia, we find a faint set of stars that form the obscure Camelopardalis, or giraffe. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look at over this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book, or a sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. And don't forget the ever-useful planisphere, which tells you what's where at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from most good bookshops. So that's it. Listen out for next month for the highlights of March.